I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of AFN Naples Report, LCS commissioning and U.S. Coast Guard drug bust. On May 6th, the United States Navy newest littoral combat ship, LCS-23 USS Cooperstown, was brought to life during a commissioning ceremony. Here's Commander Daxton Moore, commanding officer of the USS Cooperstown, speaking during the ceremony.
I am truly honored and humbled to be standing here today, not only because I've been given command of the Navy's newest warship, but also for the opportunity to lead some of the finest sailors I've ever met. The crew manning this ship are the best this country has to offer. They come from all over the United States, some from small towns, others from big cities. They come from many different walks of life, and some even from different countries. They are all willing and enthusiastic about completing the mission. For all the parents, spouses, and significant others in the audience, you can be proud of your sailors that are manning this ship. They are men and women of action, ready to go in harm's way if required. They are your heavy hitters, America's away team, and I am proud to be their commanding officer.
A U.S. Coast Guard fast response cutter seized more than $30 million of heroin and methamphetamine from a fishing vessel transiting the Gulf of Oman. Operating in support of Combined Task Force CTF-150, U.S. Coast Guard cutter Glenn Harris, WPC-1144, seized 580 kilograms of methamphetamine and 35 kilograms of heroin from a vessel transiting international waters. CTF-150 is one of four task forces that form the world's largest multinational naval partnership, Combined Maritime Forces. Captain Eric A. Helgen, Patrol Forces Southwest Asia Commander, said, quote, "The dedication and expertise of Glenn Harris's leadership and crew embody our commitment to interdict and remove illicit narcotics from the sea, denying malign actors the ability to destabilize the region. I could not be more proud of our fast response cutter crews," end quote. U.S. and international naval units in the Middle East seized illegal drugs totaling $1 billion in value from 2021 to 2022. For more information, visit divishub.net or navy.mil. And for your local news, tune in to 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.